From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting heavy casualties in Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Russian airstrikes in Syria have killed nearly 400 people, nearly a third of them civilians, since the campaign began 3 weeks ago. The Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. have signed a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Pentagon officials have stressed that this is not an agreement on how the two countries should operate in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Tuesday called for calm during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Ban met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm here in the hope that we can work together to end the violence, ease the tensions, and begin to restore a long-term political horizon of peace.
Ban said he remains deeply troubled by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad praise of Palestinian attacks against Israeli Jews. Top U.S. and Iraqi officials say Iraqi forces have regained full control of a key town north of Baghdad after more than a year of fighting the Islamic State group. An Iraqi spokesman did not provide details of the capture of Beji, but a U.S. military spokesman said 15,000 Iraqi troops and paramilitaries were in control of the town and driving pockets of enemy fighters from the area. Security forces opened fire in the Republic of Congo Tuesday on protesters opposing a bid by President Denis Sassou Nguesso's bid to run for another term. The French news agency reports at least six people were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after confrontations in the capital, Brazzaville. This is VOA News. Canada's Liberal Party surged to a majority in Monday's national election with its leader, Justin Trudeau, promising real change. Victor Beatty reports.
The 43-year-old eldest son of the late former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau told cheering supporters in Montreal that it was his positive campaign that led to victory.
This is what positive politics can do.
During the 11-week campaign, the young Trudeau says his listening tour resulted in a pledge to run 3 years of budget deficits to invest in infrastructure to stimulate the economy. He also says he plans to raise taxes on the wealthiest Canadians. Victor Beatty, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed Britain's parliament Tuesday. The speech was part of his current visit to Britain. Human rights advocates are raising questions about China's human rights record. At a dinner, Queen Elizabeth II toasted the Chinese leader.
Your visit to the United Kingdom marks a milestone in this unprecedented year of cooperation and friendship between the United Kingdom and China.
The British government is touting the tour as an opportunity for the two countries to boost trade and investment. More than 100 Vietnamese activists have written an open letter to the government urging Vietnamese authorities to rescind a reported plan to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping to Hanoi. A leading social activist said China's aggressiveness in the South China Sea led him to sign the letter. Nearly 400, mostly elderly South Koreans, arrived in North Korea Tuesday for long-awaited reunions with relatives. They had been separated from one another since the Korean War. A cyclone that left much of the northern Philippines inundated was downgraded to a tropical storm, but some areas in Tropical Storm Kopu's wake suffered heavy damage. Simone Orendine reports.
The Civil Defense Office says at least 100 national roads and bridges have been affected by landslides and flooding. The storm, now with a 650-kilometer cloud span, dumped half a month's worth of rain in a 24-hour period in many provinces. Kopu's winds downed power lines, uprooted trees, and blew roofs off lightweight houses, churches, and at least one hospital. Simone Orendine, Manila.
South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. He is required to spend the remainder of his five-year sentence under house arrest. Pistorius was convicted of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.